This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, asking people around the state what issues are important to them this election season. When it comes to ways people see government touching their lives, Kyla Calvert-Mason reports taxes are impossible to ignore.
When WPR reporters asked voters across the state about something government had done to help them, several people recalled a check they received this summer when Governor Scott Walker's administration turned a revenue surplus into a $100 per child tax refund. Amber Hatcher DeSayu lives in Onalaska, outside La Crosse.
Governor Walker just signed that tax credit, you know, that $100 tax credit per child. It's something small, but for so many families, especially in our community, that $100 is the difference between making it or not that one time.
Brian Kovalkuski lives in the small town of Shawano in northeastern Wisconsin.
I did get $100 in tax rebate for having a child this year.
Steve Lord Sr. of West Bend in southeastern Wisconsin is a Walker supporter.
Especially like what he's done with taxes and lowering property taxes.
Dwayne Zimmerman agrees. He lives in Monroe, a town near the Illinois border.
Something that's been good in our state is holding the line on taxes and tax decreases in some case, but especially property tax.
So it's no surprise that Walker and his Democratic challenger, Tony Evers, have spent a lot of their time this campaign season focused on taxes. In one of Evers' latest commercials, he's promising to redirect one of Walker's signature tax cuts for farmers and manufacturers to middle-class families.
As governor, Tony Evers will cut state income taxes by 10% for anyone making $100,000 a year or less.
And in an ad released last week, Walker is reminding voters of what he's done for their tax bills.
In fact, we actually got rid of the entire state property tax. That's right, 100% of the property taxpayers in the state saw a 100% reduction in their state property tax bill.
On the campaign trail, Walker's been warning that Evers' tax cut will result in increases elsewhere and that the state's gas tax would increase under the Democrat. But tax cuts may no longer be the reliable winner they have been in recent decades. Brookings Institution fellow Vanessa Williamson has looked at why Republicans nationally backed off talking about the federal tax cuts passed last December as midterm campaigns ramped up.
So what's been interesting is to see people being willing to take into consideration the possibility that you could raise taxes and just use the money for a good purpose. Often things like schools and healthcare are very popular.
The most recent Marquette Law School poll found 57% of Wisconsin voters favored increasing school spending over cutting taxes. Only 37% preferred a tax cut. Some of the state's voters did tell WPR reporters that lowering taxes and keeping them low is one of the most important issues for them this election season. But others fell into the camp that may no longer be strongly motivated by the promise of a tax cut. Amber Hatcher DeSayu says she's looking for something else from candidates in this election.
Whoever's going to protect my kids in school and whoever's going to do what's best for them, get our teachers the funding they need, get our teachers what they need to teach our kids. That's the most important thing to me.
And Brian Kovalkuski saw that summertime check as a political ploy.
It had little impact on me, but, you know, I think how that money could have been spent in other ways in the state would have been a lot more beneficial, whether it be, you know, roads or programs for youth or education.
Funding for roads and schools has also played prominently in the lead up to next week's election, when voters will either reward Walker's track record on taxes and spending or look for a new direction from Evers. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.